Hello, welcome to another episode of Fungula. We're on the road again. This time we're in Jacksonville, Florida, and we go through some road stories. We have Mal Hall joining us, me, Danielle, and Mal. We're talking about some of our favorite and least favorite stories on the road. We get into some stalker stories. We get into some bombing stories, the times that we bombed on stage, and it was awful, and Mal and I trauma bonded over our bombing stories. We get into what it's like on the bus, living on a bus with people, and bathroom situations. We get into all the nitty-gritty of life on the road. And if you haven't already, subscribe, like, leave comments, go leave a review on Apple Podcasts and tell everybody why you love this podcast. Spread the word, tell all your friends. Also, if you want to call us and tell us what you're grateful for or what you're mad about these days, give us your attitude or your gratitude at this phone number,
747-300-5380.
Call us, tell us your attitude or your gratitude, and don't forget, we're on the road, you guys. The family reunion tour. Go to my website, angela.com. Get your tickets when I'll be in a city near you, and I hope you enjoy this episode of Life on the Road.
Hi, Susie Z.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm talking to you, but you're on speaker and Angela's here, so don't say that thing that we were talking about the other day.
Oh, okay. I'll keep it a surprise.
Hey, when your kids, how much money did the Tooth Fairy leave for your kids when they were babies?
$1 to $5.
$1 to $5. All right. And was it in dollar form or was it in change form?
Dollar form.
All right. What got a $5?
Choking hazards.
Oh, choking hazards. Good mom. What got $5? Was it the molars?
No, $5 was just because they got a little older. So.
Oh, inflation. Okay.
Give them a little more.
All right. Kalino lost his first tooth, and Carlene.
Oh.
Carlene wanted to leave $20, and I was like, "What the
no.
fuck?"
No. He doesn't know the value yet. He'll get excited for a dollar.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. That was all. I'll talk to you. I'll call you later about that thing.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. That's how you know we've been touring a long time.
Yeah.
I have your mom's number.
Wait. I was like, are you Instagram calling her?
Wait, did you not know that I had your mom's number?
I don't think I did.
Oh.
I mean, I know she, like, sends Kalino gifts sometimes. Yeah. Does she send June stuff? Now you have more kids.
Yeah.
I know
she sent June a doll.
Aw, yeah. So sweet.
Yeah. Me and Susie Kaipo. Z are tight.
Kaipo got to earn his keep. She don't
know too new.
Yeah, too new.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. $1 to $5. I like that. Yeah. I could rock with that.
Yeah. I don't even know if my mom remembers Kaipo's there. Just kidding. Okay, so Fungula episode on the road. This is our third road episode.
Fourth?
Mm-hmm. Hold on. How?
Think about it. Holly?
Our first was Holly.
Uh-huh.
Our second was
Christy Carlson Romano.
Ren Stevens.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And our third was
this.
Christina P.
Oh, Christina P. Man, this is a blur. Life is a blur when you're on the road.
Barely a week ago. Not even.
Life is a blur when you're on the road. It's wild.
Yeah.
And that's why this episode is going to be all about the road. Our road life, road stories. Mal, we've been touring together for a long time because I've been married for 14 years. We were touring before I got married, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
Like, we'll just say 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll call it that.
Wow.
So I've been doing this as my job for 15 years, so it would be.
Yeah. Laugh established 2010.
And I will say this, something happened today on the road that doesn't typically happen. Mal slept in.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Mal's usually dad Mal up at like 6 or 7 a.m.
Yep.
And now he's a golfer, so he's been going golfing. But even if he wasn't golfing, he usually would be up and just like editing or doing something.
Yeah.
Mal slept in today to the point where we were concerned for his well-being. We were like, is Mal alive?
Is he good?
Yeah.
Is he good?
Yeah. Carlene, Danielle sent me a text that was like, you dead. Like, that's it.
Question mark.
Yeah, like,
not
that's
even
it.
A question mark.
No.
I just said, you did?
And didn't check. Like, did not get a reply for some time, for hours. Yeah. And then just, that was it.
I know. Because I was dead, at the...
Not that important if you are, but...
Well, what's interesting is when we woke up, and we got, I slept in and it was like 9 and I was like, whoa, relax. And so I get up and then we kept starting, stopping. So I was like, are we lost? Why are we starting, stopping so many times? We had to make like a bunch of different stops, getting gas, go to Walmart, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then we finally get here and then I assume you're gone somewhere. And then I think Danielle was like closing the door and she's like, well, Mal's still sleeping. And I'm like, Mal's still sleeping?
Yeah.
No way. Yeah. That was at 9.
Yeah.
Then we're in my dressing room at 11 a.m. And Danielle mentioned something about Mal. I hope he's okay. She goes, I hope Mal's okay.
Oh, yeah.
And I go, wait.
That was after I sent the text with no follow-up.
That was hours after and you I was like, dead.
Yeah.
I was like, have you heard from him?
And I'm like, wait, he's still sleeping? And I was like, this is not. Let me call. Hold on. And then if you didn't answer, then I was going to go onto the bus and shake your body.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank God you answered. Hello?
Yeah. 11:15. I went to bed. I was 12 hours of sleeping.
Yeah.
Because we
Good
were supposed
you. You
to watch.
It.
We were supposed to watch Reacher. Episode of Reacher, and then that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And to be fair to me, just for context, like the other... Two nights ago, we were in New Orleans, and we used the entire bus call.
Yeah,
call was at 2 a.m. We walked on the bus at 1:59.
Sure did.
And because New Orleans, you know, jazz and stuff. And then I woke up at 6 o'clock, you know, 4 hours later to go golfing, played 18 holes, then came back and did the show. And then so I was tired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I can't believe you got
like,
up
bro.
And went.
Yeah.
Yeah. Golf is real. You got to get out
dedication.
There.
That's dedication.
Yeah.
Got to get to my 10,000 hours. Yesterday, I found out was my 100th time playing. 100th round was yesterday. In 17 months, I've played 100 rounds, which is like kind of crazy.
Just dedicated.
Yeah.
How did you find that out?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Because I have an app where I keep all my scores.
Did it give you a congratulations, happy anniversary?
Yeah, like little little fireworks or something.
I just noticed today.
Okay.
I played 100.
Okay. Well, I guess, all right. I'll let it go then.
We've had a lot of road stories. Mm-hmm. Danielle, you've been with us now 3 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It was 3 in October.
Aww.
Did you get a thing on your phone that was like,
No.
That would have come from me. do you guys have any, let's do highs and lows, like a favorite road story and a non-favorite road story?
My favorite road story, just because I'm a comedian, I love the bombs, like bomb stories are my favorite. And I don't know what year this was, but Angela got booked to do this corporate event in Vegas. And it was right around the time that the Cosmopolitan opened. So it was like a brand new hotel.
No, Aria.
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 And it was brand new.
Yep.
And they put us up separate. Like, we each got suites. It was me, Angela, and I believe, was it Jaki or was it Lauren?
Oh, I don't know. It might have been Lauren. It was a long time ago.
So we got suites. All got suites. Uh-huh. And they're like, it was for this trucking company or something.
A trucking company?
And
strike one. Like, mistake one. This trucking company, like a whole bunch of dudes who drive trucks for a company.
Just your
audience.
It's
their corporate. Exactly. But the problem was, the person who booked me is the one lady that works for the company.
Oh. Yeah.
And she's like, oh, this comic is hilarious.
Yeah.
Didn't think like, these guys aren't going to think the nail salon joke is hilarious.
Yeah. Sure.
So they had a full evening where they had dinner, then they had like a cocktail hour, then they got to gamble a little bit, and then like they had mandatory go to this comedy show time. And it was like 300 of these dudes. We show up, and Angela's like, yeah, just go do your 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
So I was like, listen, they're going to hate me, but at least you're a dude. They'll vibe with you.
Yeah.
And this is pre-kid, so I was not doing all family material. Sure. Like, I had some, like, good jokes. And
dude
I go
jokes.
Up there, and when I tell you, I'm not doing well. And if you've seen me open for Angela, I generally kill. I have good sets. I have a pretty high batting average when it comes to just shows in general at this point. So I go out there and it's going so bad that I have checked out from doing my show. I'm doing my set, but I'm looking at Angela in the back of the room and starting to communicate with her like, you are going to love this. This is so fun. Having a great time.
And now I'm thinking like, oh my God, they hate him. Oh, this is about to be awful.
Yeah.
So I wrapped up. I did the time.
Mm-hmm.
I wrapped it up and I made I believe I introduced Angela and I made a beeline for that bar in the back of the room. Started drinking. I said, enjoy. Angela, like generally, I'll have a bad set, but Angela will kill. This is not the case this night. I had a bad set, then she had a bad set. And to the point where around 25 minutes in, she looks at the lady and she's like, do you want me to do the whole time or do you want me to...
No,
are we
up.
Good?
Yeah.
And you're like, is that enough?
It's fine. Yeah.
And she was like, you can wrap it up. She did
25 minutes.
No way.
25 like minutes no of one... silence.
Yeah.
No.
And I was like, okay, let me do my Raiders joke because they'll at least laugh at that.
Yeah. They're like, haha, football.
Nope.
No, didn't
the
care.
Only time I got a laugh is when I made fun of myself for being booked to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. When I said, listen,
because they were like, we don't get it either.
I wouldn't have booked me for this either. Laugh. Yeah. First and only laugh.
Yeah.
And I made fun of her a little bit for booking me. Yeah. Just like, oh, mm-hmm. she does this nail salon thing. You guys will love it, whatever. Yeah, yeah. So they laughed me making fun of her.
Yeah.
And then after I got that laugh, I was just like, do you want me to keep going or are we good?
Did she like, laugh?
We're good.
At you?
No, I think she was just awkwardly uncomfortable at the table.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And so that was it. And it was just like, okay, cool. Thanks, guys. Thank bye. You. And then I grabbed my check and I left.
Yeah.
I was like, did the check clear?
Yeah, the check's cleared.
Then we went to the buffet immediately.
Yeah. We had a great night. It was like a great night with like
We trauma bonded.
Yeah, with a hilarious like, whoa, we both just bombed right now.
Yeah.
But we got paid handsomely to bomb and then. And then had a great night and went home. But that's like one of my favorite. That's one of my favorite stories, even though it's not like a
crazy
fun
thing.
Story to most. It's like, wait, you had a bad day and that's one of your favorite stories.
That's one of. I don't want to say it's my only bomb story, but I've had some bomb moments before. But that's my biggest bomb ever, where I'm like. Oh, I didn't even fulfill my time.
Yeah, you like fully. You're like, we're set.
Yeah. Let's see, Danielle. Do you have a bad, mattitude?
Well,
road story.
I was thinking of whenever that fight broke out. I don't know if I should say the comedy club, but
oh no, hold on. We're looking at Alex's butt in the background.
Alex. Alex, I'm trying to tell a story.
Alex, you're in your chonies in the background.
Oh my God. Sorry for being so juicy. He said, pause, dude.
Pause.
Alex, wrap it up. You're ruining. I'm trying to tell a story and you're ruining it.
Just go.
Okay. I don't know if I should say the club, but.
Say the club. It's fine.
It was Tommy T's.
Tommy T's.
I would like to preface. So this was like, I think the New Year's Eve show, January, and I had started with you full time in October.
Yeah. So you're a brand
new. So I was fresh, only had like maybe two or three club shows.
Yeah.
Shows
and
in
at this
general.
Point, I'm doing obviously big theaters and like bigger clubs. Tommy T's is pretty much the only small club that I was still doing because I love them so much.
Yes.
They're family owned and I have a relationship with them at this point and they're the only mom and pop shop that I would still do. Yeah. So it was like, I do this mainly because I love them.
Well, and that is how you sold it to me. You preference it. You were like, everybody's like one big family. We have so much fun. And we get there and there is some family drama happening that starts it off. And I was like, Angela's is not one big happy family right now.
It was a different vibe that week.
It was.
From
I was
the
like,
jump, it was
you
a different vibe.
Lied to me. And like there haven't. And at this point, too, like I said, I've only done maybe three or four club shows. And they went. I was like. I can do this.
I am great at this.
I was figuring this out. And then there was one night And it was the New Year's Eve show. So it was, but it was the, there was two and it was the first one. And this group had showed up in a party bus,
yeah,
which should have been sign love number that. One. Uh-huh. That should have been that. Clue number one. So they were already trashed. They were already causing a scene when Mal's on stage. I think you had already called them out. Uh-huh. You were like, hey, could you guys shut up maybe? Yeah. And so then I hear that. I hear you calling them out because you can hear it from the green room. And so I go down there and I'm like, hey, what's... Is somebody handling that? Like, yeah. They're being disruptive. Like, because at this point, they're disrupting not only you on stage, but everyone else. I'm like, now nobody's having a good time.
Yeah.
So
they're being drunk. They're being drunk.
Yeah.
Obnoxious.
So, like,
and that is part of my responsibilities as, like, the, we do a 2-man show. So, as, like, the opening act, it's like, A, get the crowd warmed up, but also B, sort of know where the problems are so we can alert security if need be. So, like, me being like, whoa, you guys are, we're having fun over there.
Yeah.
kind of like, hey, everybody, fun over there is a code word for they are not
honestly,
fun.
Anytime you call someone out, I'm like, my ears are like, ding, 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 something's amiss. Mm-hmm. And so, but then security's, like, I do see the security and the ushers, they're, like, talking to whatever. And then I hear them kind of shouting. But then at this point, now you're on stage, Ange. Oh, yeah. And so then I go into the lobby because I'm like, is this, like, what is going on? Like, I'm worried. And then, like, I think at one point, even you're like, what's going on? Like, you hear, because there's a curtain. Yeah. There's, like, a curtain separating the lobby.
So the way it is from the stage, it's the back of the room to the left, past a curtain. So I can't see. I hear commotion, and I see everyone in the back looking that way.
Yeah.
So anytime there's a commotion, if I try to ignore it and talk over it so I don't have to stop my show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If it's still going and I see other people are distracted, now I have to address it because everybody sees it. Yeah. So that's what's happening. Yeah. That's why I addressed it, because I see everyone seeing it.
Yeah. So I have walked down to the lobby. The guy is, so at this point, there's like an usher security guy talking to the guy that's being disruptive. And then what he doesn't know is that one of the managers is kind of just lurking in the corner, kind of like, let me see how this plays out. And he was all like, give me your manager. Like, I've already called the cops. And at this point, the manager steps in and he goes, go ahead, because I've already called them too. Oh, you're friends with the security? Like, he's, oh, you're friends with the sheriff? Me too. All right, dial his number. Like, all right, he's already on his way or whatever. So then the drunk patron then just rears back and punches the manager in the face. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, what do I do? And so I run back to the green room and I fling open the green room door. Mal's there, like, mid bite into, like, a piece of pizza. And I was like, there's a fight. What do I do? Because Andrew was like, oh, party.
What?
Like, because you said, you're like, yeah, part of your job is to make sure security is on top of it. And I was like, I don't know. I'm like, am I supposed to handle a fight? Like, what do I do?
Do I jump in?
And I was like, and Mal's straight up like, huh? Like, what? Like, I'm just trying to enjoy my dinner. And I was like, please, please come with me. So
Like me. Hey, part of your responsibility, dude, is to go handle that.
I was like, you have to assist. And so I made Mal come with me back to the lobby. At that point, the whole brawl has been shoved outside.
Yeah, and we're coming down the stairs and they're brawling out the door. Out the door.
And at this point, let me tell you, it's the chef.
Oh,
it's the waitresses.
The waitress has blood on her wrist. Everybody. She popped someone. The one of the chef, his tank top is ripped. Yeah. I was like, what is going on?
It is a family, and they do.
They got each other's backs.
They did.
Honestly, that's one of my favorite parts. Is okay. At this point, I'm on stage, and
at one point, you're like, "Tag me."
Yeah, the video. I couldn't see. I was like, "Somebody take a video and tag me." I can't see. All I see is staff running from the showroom out there to go assist. Then you see cooks coming from the kitchen. They're coming out, and like honestly, like that's kind of like my favorite part about it. Like when we get talk about family, they're a family oriented place. Like they have each other's back. Mm-hmm. Like everybody on staff was throwing blows because they're like, you ain't going to attack my family. And that's kind of my favorite part about it. Yeah. I was like,
And I was ready to I was like, he did it first. I saw the first blow. It wasn't
Danielle,
the club that started it.
When the cops got there, Danielle's immediately played her role. Like, I'm ready to make a statement if you need.
I saw what
video,
went down.
I have
that party
detailed
bus,
notes.
That party bus, that's theirs. And then the cops, here's the thing, is like that was the early show.
Oh,
so you still had the late show.
Did I finish that show? How did that? I just finished it, right?
Once they got outside, it kind of settled down.
Yeah,
yeah. So you were able to finish the show. But then the cops stayed the whole night.
Oh, yeah.
and they dealt with them in the parking lot. So then you have this second late show come in going, what's going on? And we're like, don't worry, it's fine.
You got to fight your way out of the show.
And then you got to see they pulled up the security footage.
Oh yeah, he showed it to me. He showed me, and I wanted a copy of it, but they were like,
for legal reasons,
we're not doing that.
Yeah,
because probably I'm going to talk about it on this podcast. Yeah. And here's that footage.
Roll the tape.
Yeah, that's a wild one.
Yeah. What about you? What's your story?
Let's see, a bad wild one. I mean, I could talk about the time the fan followed us.
Yeah.
The stalker fan.
You told me that before, yeah.
I've told this on a different podcast, but never on my own podcast, so I could tell it again here.
Yeah, because I do always get asked by security, they're like, do you have any stalkers? And I'm like, not yet.
Yeah.
Dang, why that voice?
No, I don't have any, don't want any. Mm. This is not a call to action. And in hindsight, looking back, it was probably nothing. It was probably...
Mm.
But you never know. You never... Oh, okay. Okay, because look.
Okay, we'll set the scene.
Let me set the scene.
Let everyone else decide.
And I will. And I think about, like, it was probably nothing, but at the same time, I think about the one girl who was on, I think, The Voice or American Idol. I forget which one. I think it was The Voice. Pobrecita. She passed away. She was murdered at a meet and greet.
Oh, yes.
In Florida.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Where we are currently.
And this one really touched home for me because she was doing a show. She's doing a meet and greet, and her brother is her security. Mm. That's like Mitchell's always my security.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it really touched home for me. And he's the last person in line at her meet and greet, and she opens up her arms to give him a hug, which I do so often.
Mm-hmm.
And he just pulls out a gun and shoots her, just right there.
That's crazy.
Awful. And I think about that because that could happen to anyone, anywhere. Like.
Yeah.
She obviously is not this big, huge celebrity that has bodyguards all over her. She's just doing a meet and greet and gets killed. So, yes, it very well could have been a different situation.
Yeah.
This is what happened.
Were you there or is this Chiqui?
No, this is not me.
Okay.
This is not
me.
So
this is what happened. Okay, so we're in Texas at a comedy club. And after the show, we get in our rental car and Mal's driving and we're on our way to go get some food. As we exit, Mal's like, I don't want to alarm anybody, but there's a car, a few cars back that's been following us.
Yeah. I'm very aware when I drive. I'm in the mirrors. I see, you know, not that I think people are tracking me at all the time, but like I'm always like looking at the cars in the mirror. And especially when I'm with you, it's like, I know that there's people trying to find out where we're staying and stuff. So it's like, I'm always checking when I'm driving.
Good for you. I don't. I'm just like, doo-doo-doo.
It's like, I don't know. It's my protective dad quality, maybe. I'm always just sort of aware when we're out.
And so you saw him just like switching lanes when we switched?
Yeah. So I noticed this car and it's nighttime and I believe it was like kind of rainy.
Yeah.
And I'm noticing this
car. At least
car.
In this story it is.
Yeah. And I'm noticing this car. It's like two cars back. And I switch lanes. And I notice that car switches lanes. And then I switch lanes again. And I notice the car switch again. And I was like, no, there's no way. And I was like, I'm going to go all the way to the right. Mm-hmm. And then all the way back to the left. And I did that.
Oh, you're
and they followed
him.
Again. And I was like, okay, they're for sure following. I'm gonna have to let her know. Mm-hmm. And so as we're getting off, that's when I told you, don't panic, but for sure there's someone following us right now. And then you can take it from there.
Yeah, so then we pull into Taco Cabana. We were hungry. So we pull into the drive-thru. This truck pulls around and parks. The guy gets out of his truck and starts walking towards our car in the drive-thru. And then Mal, I think at this point you're like, do I just gun it? Do I leave? What do I do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Angela was like, no, I got a quesadilla, so I need... Wait
like,
till we get the food.
But I already paid. My order's not ready.
He gets out, and I don't know what happens, but he gets spooked and walks back to his truck.
Yeah.
So he was like walking towards us, and then he walks back to his truck.
Interesting.
And we're like, what the heck? So then we get our food, and then we take off, and we're like, we're not going to go back to the hotel, because then he's going to follow us and know where we're staying. So we go back to the club. So then Jaquie's calling the club like, hey, we're coming back. Pull the gate up, because you park. They open a gate so you can go in.
Yeah.
So pull the gate. We're coming back. And at this point, he's full on following us.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm speeding now, too.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm doing evasive maneuvers that I've learned from TV. Okay. And none of it's working, because this guy's watched the same movies as me.
He's like, I know your tricks.
Yeah.
He's like, I've seen Fast and Furious.
So yeah, so we get back to the place.
We get back in, they open the gate, we go in, we wait a little bit, then they get us a police escort to our hotel. So now we have a police escort to our hotel. Woo, whatever. Then I get on Instagram and I'm like, hey, anybody here work for the police department and you can run a plate for me?
Oh. I like to imagine you're on there and you're like, who is it? Who's stalking me?
Yeah.
DM me.
Yeah. Was that you? Sir, you know, circle yes or no. Okay. So somebody replies, and she is like, I'm married to somebody who could run a plate for you.
Ooh.
And they shall remain nameless, also because I don't remember their name.
That's why.
But anyway, so she's like, all I can give you is a name. I can't give you anything else, like an address. I didn't want an address.
Yeah.
So she gives me a name. We look up on Facebook something about this car. It was decked out Dallas Cowboys, everything decked out.
That's
right?
Upsetting.
That's upsetting.
Yeah. That's a bummer.
That tracks, though, right? Doesn't it track? Like, Danielle's a Dallas Cowboys person.
Hardy har har.
Hardy har. So we look up this person.
It's not that funny.
Hardy har har.
Dom, finish your story.
On Facebook, we find this person with that same name. Who has Dallas Cowboys everything.
Oh, no.
No pictures of himself, just but Dallas Cowboys everything.
Sure.
And so we're like, oh, this is probably the person.
Yeah.
So this is the beginning of the week. Now we're at the very last show of the weekend. It's probably like 8 shows sold out.
So he just wanted a ticket. That's why he was like, hey, can I get a ticket? It's sold out.
So now it's the last show, last meet and greet, last person in line.
No.
It's me and Eddie at this point. Mm-hmm. Eddie's with me. Yeah. And Eddie's Jaquie's husband. The guy walks up decked out Dallas Cowboys everything.
No.
And Eddie's spidey sense starts going off, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't he tell you, like,
he's like, ding, 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 hold ding, on. Then he goes to introduce himself, and he says the name of the name we saw on Facebook.
Crazy.
Joe Schmo. Hey, I'm Joe Schmo.
Yeah.
And immediately we're like, buzzer going on. I'm just like, oh, no. So I'm here with my meet and greet. There's Eddie. And then, like, maybe, like, 100 feet away is a police officer. And I'm like, how do we get his attention?
Yeah.
Without being like, hooray! You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my gosh. Then he pulls out his binder full of photos of me to sign that he printed off the internet.
Definitely not serial killer vibes
at
all.
The first picture was Angela receiving the quesadilla from Taco Bell. This is my favorite.
No, they were all internet pictures. And so I think why I wasn't like creeped out is because that's happened before. Like at venues, people will print photos from the internet. They'll wait outside and they have a bunch of photos of you to sign.
Yeah.
And then I had been taught early on by other comedians or celebrities that I know. They're like, okay, just so you know, usually they're getting your autograph on a photo because they want to sell that photo.
Mm.
So just know when you're signing those photos, it's not like, oh, this one's for my cousin. That's what they say. This is for my cousin. This is for my daughter. This is for my niece. No, it's not for that. It's because eventually, like, if something happens to where you pop off and your autograph is worth, like, no money, they're going to sell your photos is what it is. So I've been advised, like, don't sign all the photos. Just give them a few and then, you know, go about your day. Anyways, he pulls out this binder, tons of photos of me printed from the internet, and I was being nice and I signed the photo. I even took a photo with him and lived to tell about it, and he just went about his day, and we were like, that was for sure him. Yeah. Guy who followed us. But the reason why I say in hindsight, looking back, he was probably just like an overzealous fan that was super excited and like followed us and then realized he was being a creep walking up to our car and then was like, no, let me just leave.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There he was on the first day and the last day. But I don't know. It was a creepy situation. If you're watching right now, sir, please don't do that again. It was very creepy.
To anyone.
Don't do that.
Yeah. I like to imagine, though, that you were flipping through and going, not this one.
Yeah. That one else. Yeah, that was probably the more wild end of the story.
Because most of the stories on, most of the stories with you on the road from my POV are like, whoa, how much fun and how much access are we getting because of you, like who you are? Like we're going to Boston in a few weeks, and it's like, dude, are we going to go to the Italian restaurant with the mob boss that is Nick Verano?
He's just not a mob boss.
I mean,
but what if he is?
I call him my Italian godfather.
It's the vibes. Yeah. I've never been with an Italian who literally wore the most expensive looking tracksuit ever and walked down the street and kissed everyone on the cheek. He was like, you guys want pizza? We went to a pizza place. He walked behind the counter at a pizza place he did not own that had a line out the door, by the way. He's like, just follow me. And we walked past all these people who were looking at us like, who are you guys? And we were also going, who are we? And then walks behind the thing, pulls a full tray of pizza, goes sit down and just gives us pizza. Yeah. And the owner of the place was like, he kissed him on the cheek and he's like, we're good. I was like, what the?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. He's my favorite. Mm-hmm. We met, I did a show in Boston years ago. The owner of the venue says, hey, can my friend and his daughter come meet you? And I was like, sure.
Yeah.
We meet them. He's like, hey, I own a restaurant. Mm-hmm. We'd love to, you know, treat you guys after the show. And we're like, sure. So we go to his restaurant and they spoiled us, just kept bringing us plate after plate, just everything. Mm-hmm. We just lived our best life. Mm-hmm. Then we kept in touch. And then every time I would come back, we would stay connected. And then his daughter was trying to be an actress in LA. So I was like trying to help her in any way I could.
Yeah. You're like, me too.
Anyway, yeah, same girl. You can come to my audition with me if you want. And anytime we would come back, he would always just treat us like family and really just loved him. And so this one time we were walking down Little Italy and everybody knew him. And do you remember the time we were walking out of I think it was that pizza place possibly, and somebody did something rude. One of his guys said something rude to somebody, I think because they got in the way, and he did one of these. He was like, hey. We don't do that. Yeah. We don't talk like that. Yeah. We don't do that.
And it was one of those moments where we were like, oh my God.
Yeah.
We're in a movie.
We're for sure in a movie. And also, do not say no to this guy. Yeah. Just say yes. Do you guys want gelato now? Of course. We want gelato now.
Yes.
I am lactose intolerant, but I would love,
so gelato. Much gelato, please. So much.
Full milk, full fat gelato.
How much do you think I should get? Whatever he says is good. Yeah.
He also owned a club after the show. We went to his club and had like the VIP table by the dance floor. That's the first time I ever had cotton candy with gold on it. Do you remember that?
No.
It was cotton candy with edible gold and deep fried Oreos with edible gold on
them. Were you at the fair?
In the middle of the club.
Were you at the fair?
In the middle of the club with martinis and just
the sparklers?
The most expensive desserts ever. And it's like, this is what it's like to be out with Angela. Like, we just get red carpet everywhere. It feels that way to
me. There are definitely a lot of moments like
in a good way. Like,
like
people are excited that you're there and that your team is there. And we have the
We've definitely had some cool experiences. I mean, we just did NASA.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
That was an incredible experience. We did the crime lab in Houston.
That was super fun. Oh,
that was incredible. That's pre Danielle. Talk about all my dreams coming true. And they were notorious. They were infamous for being the most corrupt crime lab in the nation.
Where were
but this in is Houston?
Where? Oh,
but they had since
they had some
turnover. They revamped.
Okay,
they worked really hard to become a better crime lab, and they're not known for that anymore. Yeah. But for
this
a while,
this is part of their community outreach. You know, bringing us through. like, we're cool now.
They were known as the most corrupt crime lab for a while, years
like,
back.
Why were they corrupt? Like, because people were...
messing with evidence.
Oh, okay.
What? Yeah. Whatever it was. Paying people off. I don't know what. So, but we got a tour through their crime lab. On the walls, they have graphic photos of, like, actual... You know how they show on TV shows, like, the crime scene photos?
Yeah.
The actual crime scene photos were on
just
the walls.
Like framed for people to look at?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like maybe cases that they solved and like this is the, yeah.
But it was like, was it showing dead bodies? Like,
yes.
Oh yeah.
But what about that poor person? Just on display forever?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was one I saw, it's a tree and then a rug rolled up by the tree because there was a body inside.
And if you know Angela, she's, you know, Miss, you know, Law and Order, Special Victims, and this is literally like where, you know, Benson and Stabler would come to figure out, like, have you got the test results back from the ballistics on the shot a gun into like a tank.
They showed us how they do that, how they compare the ballistics, right? Let us shoot the gun into the water tank
so that you could see.
And then they show us under the microscope what it looks like, how they match and don't match. They even took us into the evidence room where they keep evidence locked in like a freezer or something like that. So there was like a bloody garment there. There was one, it was a makeup bag that they recovered at some crime scene, and they're like, here's all this person's makeup that they're keeping because this is evidence.
Yeah.
While we had to, and that's of active crimes that they're working on, that we got to see that.
Did you solve a crime?
No. I kind of wish like it was like a escape room do we get to participate? Hold on.
They're like, please come to our crime
lab. Give me all the facts
lab.
You know so far. Let me see if I can contribute something.
They're just actually really bad at their job. So that's why they've opened it up. They're like, yeah, come tour. And also, what do you see here? What do you think that is?
So that
is
was
it a
super
handprint?
Cool.
Yeah. No.
We have had some fun experiences that probably wouldn't have had.
Totally.
Very grateful for that. Mm-hmm. Don't take it for granted. For sure. Speaking of grateful, is my gratitude.
Hey.
I'm grateful for those opportunities. Mm-hmm. What else?
Yeah.
We got to go on the floor at the Chicago Bulls game.
Oh, yeah.
That was super fun.
Okay, you guys did a lot of fun stuff before me. Like,
you weren't at that one?
No.
No, that was a long time
ago. But I did get to go to the Las Vegas Raiders floor.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yard?
The field.
Field?
You did. You were in the field for the Vegas Raiders.
And we saw Mr. Flavortown himself, Guy Fieri.
Oh, it's
you guys met Guy Fieri?
We didn't meet him.
I've met him.
But we were multiple times in a close vicinity. Huge Raiders fan, turns out.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's been a Raiders fan since I was a Raiderette.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think that's where I first met him. But yeah, you were on the field there. Yeah. You just went to NASA. Hello. You got to sit in a spaceship. Nobody
I did.
Can ever say that.
I know. And then, but he wouldn't let me touch the spacesuit. And then I touched something else and he yelled at me. And I was like, okay, you're kind of ruining it.
See, Danielle, this is why we don't get invited to nice things anymore. Because they found out that Danielle won't follow the rule.
It was not clearly stated, I would like to point out.
All right, on this particular bus run that we're having right now, so we've had tours where we fly away.
Yep.
Stay at hotels, wake up early, go to TSA PreCheck.
Yeah.
And now we're on a bus.
Yeah.
What are some of your pros and cons of bus life?
I mean, to me, one of the biggest pros is like not having to go to the airport.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, we do the show. Mm-hmm. This is like really rock star stuff. Like whatever your favorite musician, whatever your favorite entertainers, like this is like do the show, party if you party, get on the bus, knock out, literally wake up in the next city and go like lather, rinse, repeat, go explore, do the show, party. And it's like, you do lose track of the days where it's just like, you know, every day it's Groundhog's Day in a way, except in a different place. But to me, that's like the advantage and the cool part about our job is that we get to see so much of the country without having to do the physical travel. Shout out Eva, who's like keeping us safe out here as we drive in and around the treacherous weather.
Because there's definitely show weekends where I've joked where I'm like, I think I spent more time at the airport than I did at the show.
Mm-hmm.
Where like it took all day to get to the other side of the country. We do the show, leave right afterwards.
Yeah.
So this is nice to just like wake up. We're in the city. I mean, my biggest fear is that we wake up and we're in the wrong city. Somehow like every, like even like I feel like every time I wake up and I go, and this is Jacksonville, yes, we're in, okay, cool. Because I, yeah, because I forget what days of the week are too. Like I put those little reminders on the bus for me too.
Yeah. Speaking of, shout out to Eva, who's getting us safely to all of our destinations. Do you ever wake up throughout the night, like with the bumping of the driving?
No. And
you don't wake up?
No. A few times I have, yeah.
Okay. Well, my thought was every now and then, I don't like fully wake up, but I'm just like awake enough to like have a thought and then fall back into my sleep. But the thought that I have was as we're like kind of bumping and you can hear the road, I'll be like, man, we're just trusting her with our lives right now.
Yes, we are.
And then I go back to sleep. But I'd be like, man, we trust her.
Yeah. And we just met her.
Yeah.
Like in Denver. Like we flew into Denver and was like, hey.
Yeah.
You made it. Yeah. So did we.
Yeah, we've known her for literally 1 month today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trusting her with our lives.
Yeah. We've been on the bus for a month now.
Yeah. And she's amazing.
She's so cool. Awesome.
We love her.
She's so cool.
We've been on the bus for a month?
Yeah. It's been a month.
Dang.
1 month. Okay. All right.
Pause.
We gotta Yeah, I don't fall asleep. I mean, I don't wake up. Once I'm out, I'm out. And
I'll wake up occasionally. It's starting to hurt my back, I'll be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bunk sleep, is great sleep, typically.
Yeah.
Typically.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
I have been waking up, though.
More it's a than little.
I did last time.
I am tired of bumping my head.
How are you sleeping?
I sleep regular, but I will forget that I am in the bunk.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Alex, we need you to wake up early and have a camera set up. We need to get this shot of Danielle waking up in the morning and just boom, boom, hit.
I also like think I'll move
forgetting?
Because I move around a lot in my sleep, and I'll move around too, and I'll like forget that I'm there, but I'll also think like I've got room, and then no, I don't have room. Like
you
just kidding.
Do that because sometimes I wake up earlier. Well, every day I wake up earlier than you because I've Rosie.
Yeah.
But there's times where you're half out the bunk and I'm like, I'm walking through and I have to go, okay, hold on. Because you are falling out of the bunk.
Yeah, I have clipped your leg or knee or whatever is poking out near the door.
I know. Yeah. Because I'll definitely wake up and it's like, yeah, my bedding. Because I do have two comforters in there because I am cold always. But yeah, I move. I need more space.
How do you want us to approach this? Like, would you like us to push your legs back into, like, out of the common area into your area? Or just let
sure,
you
sure, why
let
not?
You be?
Go for it. See what all happens. Right.
I right. do enjoy bunk sleep, especially with Bonzo. With him. I love to just, like, snuggle up with him and just, like, here we are in our little cocoon. Close my curtain. It's dark. I love it.
Yeah.
Do you have like is that your favorite part of the bus life or?
Oh, that's definitely my favorite part of the bus life is going to bed in the bunk, especially if we haven't started moving yet, because then I can fall asleep real good and that's good. If we've already started moving, that's a little more.
Which hard. Mine has now become opposite, I think, because I'm so anxious that we aren't going. Like I can't fall asleep until I feel the bus.
Oh, interesting.
But I think it's my anxiety of like, why haven't we left yet? Like, we should be leaving. We have to leave at this time so that we can arrive at this time. Or even I'll wake up and I'll see what time it is. And if we're still moving, but in my mind, I'm like, well, we should already be there. Then I immediately pull up maps and I'm like, where are we?
Yeah.
Why are we not? We should already be at our destination at this point.
Yeah.
Which is what I did this morning. Because
when we kept starting stopping.
Yeah. And then I woke up at 8 and I was like, we're supposed to be at the venue at 8, but we weren't. And so I was like, what? I jumped out of bed. I was like, what's going on? What's happening?
Today was a day where you were up before me.
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting.
Because of stress.
Another fun part of the bus is the team hang. Like, we've been watching Reacher at least one episode a night, and it's kind of like a nice decompress before we go to sleep. Like, literally one episode, and then... Yeah. All right. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow. Kind of thing.
Yeah. And I'm like, and I don't want to watch it without you guys.
Yeah.
Like, it's fun.
Cute.
We have like commentary on it. Mm-hmm. And like, it's fun to like hear, like, it's such a goofy show a little bit. And so it's fun to hear like
our little
what
comments.
Makes everybody laugh or what everyone thinks is silly on it.
Yeah, I have not been watching. No. I've been going to bed. I pretty much, as soon as I get back to the bus, I'm like,
yeah,
how quick can I get in that bunk?
I know, because you've really only gone out with us once.
On air.
Yeah, I am. You're old.
It's hard with a toddler. Let me tell you, it's not the same. Because before, because it's not just like, and I have a nanny. I have help. But the thing is, I don't like to, I want to be a part of everything.
Yeah.
So I want to be a part of feeding her, getting her dressed, like all the moments.
Yeah.
So I have Alejandra to help me.
Yeah.
But I still want to be a part of it all. Sure. So I need to get rest.
Yeah.
So I have not been that fun on this tour. It's definitely been a work tour.
I'm glad you said it because I've been like, now that it's out in the open, she has not been fun, right?
No.
Isn't it?
I am not the funnest on this tour. You kids go ahead.
You kids go ahead.
And I am the fun uncle now. Yeah. Now I'm like the elder with these little kids. Like, come on, you guys.
You
let's go.
Fully. The night of New Orleans, I was like, yeah, we got time for that bus call. And you went, bus call. You fully forgot.
Well, that was the beers.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's definitely
camaraderie on the bus is fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure.
Jinx. I would say one of the, I have a few minuses of
me too
bus life.
Mm-hmm. I've got a mattitude for sure.
Okay. Let's do your mattitude first.
Well, no, you were gonna talk. Why? Okay. What do you want to see if they're the same? Probably not.
No, I'm just,
is it about me?
What you're no, is it about me? No, you do yours.
No, go. I well, this one I think is like a recent revelation simply because what is that face? Don't make a face at me.
It's gonna be about me.
No, about myself because I'm like just like a tried and true extrovert in that like I go stir crazy if I'm alone for too long and I get my energy and life from being around people. Like I just want to be around people and turns out you can actually it's after 24/7 of a month of that I'm like, you know what, I would like to be alone for maybe like 5 minutes. I would love to just be alone and answer this email without being interrupted every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because even, what was it, yesterday that I slept in really late, I heard everyone in the front of the bunk, and I realized I was alone back in my bunk, and I was like, if I just don't come out, then no one will need me. So I'll just sit here and read my book for 30 minutes.
Yeah, good for you.
But, yeah, turns out, I guess everyone does need alone time. But there is, it's like impossible. It doesn't exist when you're all on a bus.
I had so many high hopes for things I was gonna get done.
Oh yeah,
my Spanish class. I mean, it's nothing. Nothing's getting done. It's just high stress moment, Rosie's tantrum phase to trying to like let's film some stuff. Let's do whatever. What do we need? Oh, are we gonna do laundry? Is it blah blah blah? It's like so much that you really can't do much other than be in the moment unless you're Mal and you're like, I'm going golfing.
Hey, that's like part of, you know, being in the moment, you know? I will say the days go by much faster than you would think out here.
For sure.
Because you go, we work at night, and then you look up and it's like, oh, it's 2:55 right now. Like, sound check is in 3 hours. Like, okay, I have to connect with Danielle to figure out what's the merch setup. What are we, you know, do we have to do laundry? And it's like, before you know it, it's like 10 o'clock. And you're like, oh my gosh.
I know. I feel like there are so many days where I'm like, even today, I'm like, oh, I was up at 8. I got myself ready. Like, let's go. And the next thing I know, I'm like, wait a minute. It's 2 p.m.? How did we get to 2 p.m.?
No.
I didn't even eat lunch yet.
The days go by much quicker when you're not in your normal routine, I feel.
For sure. One of my mattitudes is the toilet situation.
Yeah.
That is a situation.
It's stinky in there, and it's you can't throw toilet paper down.
Yeah.
It's a whole, very third world life. And
you didn't even experience the worst of it.
Oh, no. I smelled it.
Oh.
Okay, this is what happened. I'm in my bunk. You guys were out there watching Reacher. Then I smell
something. So bad.
I open my curtain and I look down and Danielle is at her bunk. It's only me and Danielle in the bunk area. And I was like, this chick is farting. Did she forget that I'm back here? Like, no. She tried to go have some private time in the bunk area to go fart. It's disgusting. And so I'm looking out my bunk, fully judging Danielle as she's standing there. And I'm like, this chick, no way. But then I see Danielle covering, like, she's covering her nose. And I'm like, oh, well, she wouldn't be covering her own fart. So then I go to Danielle. I go,
because everyone likes their own brand.
I was all, what's going on? And then she explained to me the toilet was too full. Yeah. It's sloshing around down there. Yeah. So we had to pull over and dump it. And but you guys got the worst of it up there.
It was, so we pulled over at a place where we could dump it. And it was so, I never in my entire life had smelled something so bad that I literally threw up in my mouth. Like, it was so, it was so visceral. It was so, I can't even begin to explain. I honestly, it was so bad that I thought, I bet I could probably find a dead body. Like, I feel like I could probably handle it.
It's that smell.
It was so awful. And Alejandra was, she was having this, we rolled the windows down. It can, even after we dumped it, it continued to smell. And we're going like full speed down the highway. Me and Alita just have our heads out the window. Like, please, we need fresh air. And Eva's like, she's got, I've poured so many chemicals down there. Like, she's like trying to get rid of the smell. Oh, she was like, no. I think there's an issue. Like, we think something got put in there that probably wasn't supposed to be put in there. And it was, it was so, at one point too, I even started questioning. I was like, what are we eating? Like, are we, should we be concerned that it smells this bad after a few days? But yeah, it's, the bathroom is not ideal.
No.
And I don't know that it ever will be. Like, no. I feel like it, that's just the nature. I mean, obviously, we're having some extra issues, but like, even if it was like a perfect working everything, it's still gonna.
Yeah. Bus.
It's still an RV-ish.
Yeah.
Not great.
Yeah.
That's definitely one of my attitudes. Do you have a attitude?
Not really. I've been having a pretty good time.
Good.
Like, you know.
Well, aren't you, Mr. Positive?
I
have a attitude that turns into a gratitude.
Okay.
Okay. Starts with virus life on the bus. When one person gets sick, it goes through the whole team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it started with Alejandra, fever, chills, diarrhea. Then hers moved into like a cold cough. Mm-hmm. Then it went to Rosie, fever, chills, diarrhea, cold cough, runny nose. She still has a runny nose. Then it went to Manny, and I'm like, oh, no, here we go. And then this is where the praise report comes in. This is where my gratitude comes in. It stopped at Manny.
Mm-hmm.
I did not get sick, thank God.
Nope.
And thank God nobody got sick, but, I mean, we have to cancel the show if I full-on can't get out of bed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I did everything possible to not get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Went, thankfully, it was on our 3 off days in San Antonio. Thankfully, our friends allowed us to be in their home while we brought our virus nastiness into their home. And so Manny got to be quarantined in one room. And when I tell you I did everything, I got an IV. I was like, let me get extra vitamins. I did red light therapy. I got a massage. I was doing everything possible to like rejuvenate my body. I'm taking vitamins every day. I'm like, heck no, I cannot get sick. I was trying to rest so that my body could rejuvenate, and then I didn't get it. The virus stopped at Manny. So hey, gratitude and prayers that nobody else gets anything for the rest of this tour. But yeah, that's one thing, because we're in such close quarters, usually everyone goes down.
I have a question. What would you do if I got sick and couldn't get out of bed?
Thought about that. So I was like, okay, here's the thing. If I get sick, show has to be canceled, right?
Mm-hmm.
If Mal gets sick, we got to call a local opener.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 10, 15 clean. That's all I need.
Yeah,
I can handle the rest, right? Mm-hmm. If Alex gets sick, we're not getting content that day. We can do it, right? If Danielle goes down, What the hell does Danielle do? Nobody knows. Danielle does everything. I was like, okay, if Danielle goes down, my only option is to fly Steven out because he's on some of her emails. So he might know a little bit more of what she does.
Yeah.
So that was my only option.
You're calling Jaki, like
My only option was I have to fly. I have to fly Steven out, and he has to figure out what she does because I have no clue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I picture Steven and or Jaki coming out and just, you know, playing a movie for us, like a substitute teacher. Today we're gonna watch a video.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not selling merch this weekend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like, just, have you ever heard of Angela.com?
Yeah.
Go there.
Yeah, that was my only thought that I was going to do if you went down. So please don't go down.
Okay. Aye, aye, Captain.
I should let Steven know, though. Hey, just so you're aware, if Danielle goes down, you're on deck.
Have a go bag ready.
BCC'd.
Have a go bag ready.
BCC'd on all her emails, please.
I don't even think he knows half the stuff I do. Yeah, we're good. We can do like 5-10 more minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't even know if he knows everything.
Of course he doesn't know everything, at least he's on certain emails or he's in contact with my UTA team and like, who's the contact for this? Give me their info. You know what I mean? He's definitely the most likely to be able to figure it out. And he's a manager, so he can figure it out.
If Steven couldn't figure it out, you would just have to do it sick, dude.
Yeah, listen. Like, put a diaper on.
Strap up that Depends and get over here and do your job. Here's the N95 or whatever. Here's your diaper. Now go.
Here's your barf bag. Keep it moving.
Be polite to the patrons. Okay?
Oh, my goodness.
No. Danielle, we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Everything you do.
Thanks.
This tour could not be this tour without Danielle Roach, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Thank you.
Were your fingers crossed, too, when you said that?
You're so dumb.
No, these are all really great stories. Alex, do you have a story you want to contribute from your experience with this team? You want to come get on this mic? Come over here.
You have 5 minutes. Just kidding.
Here, come.
I also have a voice. Okay, okay. A few voicemails if you want to.
Okay. Ooh, voicemails. Sorry. Sorry if I stink.
Gratitude. You do a little bit. Yeah. Gratitude or a
mattitude? Hmm.
Is he in the shot?
Oh.
I think I should be. That'll only make me stink even more.
Well, I won't. Okay. Now you're too tall.
What about, was this okay?
Right there.
Okay.
Don't go any more to your right.
Okay.
Alex, everybody.
Alex, hello.
He is to the team. He is getting content for us, videographer.
He's
just a good vibe.
Could you still talk into
the mic? Sorry. Oh, that's right. He's a good vibe, videographer, newest to the team. And do you have any stories you want to contribute? Gratitude or mattitude?
I'm trying to think. You guys have talked so much about like our day-to-days and that like... That is what I want to say is probably my gratitude. Like, I really enjoyed the day-to-day. I really enjoyed, like, all the things that we do together from start to finish. My only mattitude would be Mal bailing twice on Reacher after saying he was going to watch. So, like, on two times, Danielle and I have been sitting out there like, oh, okay, like, time to watch Reacher. Time to see if we see any more butt shots of him.
Yeah. I'm
so
missing
that we can
out
all giggle
on butt shots of Alan Richards.
But I'm super grateful for the team dynamic. Everybody's so sweet and kind, and it's been so great, except for Mal being rude on those two occasions.
Okay. My bad, bro.
I know. Even last night, you were like, Reacher? And I was like, yeah. I was like, I'll be on the bus in 30 minutes. Just got to brush my teeth.
And before he goes to the bus, I'm like, he's like, I'm going to lay down. I'm like, you're going to lay down before we watch TV? Like, and then you're like, I drink a coffee for this. Of course I am. I'm a team
you
player.
You were so confident.
You were so confident in it.
I had a Vietnamese coffee, which is like the most caffeine you can get. I was like, I'm for sure. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. So then I get in the bunk.
No, then you died.
And then my whole body shut. Danielle said that she looked into my bunk and I was sleeping with my phone up like I just passed out.
You fully did. You fully did.
So, yeah, that's on me. That's on me. You know, tonight we could watch one episode before I go to the airport.
Please and thanks. Yeah. Oh,
one more gratitude. How much, like, it is very fun, like, creating with you guys also. Like everybody has, like, a voice in what we're doing and stuff like that. And, like, no, like, when we're all pitching ideas for the stuff that we're doing, it's not like, oh, I don't like that. It's just like, oh, that's good. What if we do it this way? Like, it's a very, like, collaborative effort, which is always really fun.
We're
it's
good
really,
it's yes really good. And crew.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Yeah, very much so. Very much so.
Yeah, nice. I also love that Alex has become Rosie's favorite. Sorry, Teal Mouth. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Teal Mouth moved into second place. Alex has made Rosie's gratitude list at the end of the night consistently now. In her prayer time, we do thank you for, and we start naming things that we're thankful for. Mm-hmm. And other honorable mentions have been blueberries.
Oh.
Pasta,
the classics.
Austin.
Up there with blueberries and pasta. That's huge.
That's huge.
And Bad Bunny.
Oh.
Bad Bunny and Selena have also been honorable mentions. And then the other night, you don't know this one, Alex. She said Alex twice. She said, Alex. And I said, yes, thank you for Alex. And then we said one more person. And then she goes, Alex. And I was like, yes, thank you for Alex again. So Rosie loves Alex. And Teal Mouth took second place. I feel like I know the exact moment of when this happened. We were in Beaver Creek at the cafe. And Rosie started throwing a tantrum, and Mal turned into Dad Mal quick. And he said, hey, what is that noise? We don't do that. We don't do that. And ever since then, now Rosie's like, Alex? Alex? My sweet precious angel.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, all right. We have some voicemails.
Yeah, should we tell them the phone number?
Oh, right. Okay. Hey, guys, if you want to call us and tell us what you are grateful for or what you're mad about, give us your mattitude or your gratitude or both. Just keep it quick. Tell us your name. And here's the phone number that you can call.
747-300-5380. Give us a call.
Yeah. All right, Danielle.
A classic. I have a few for us.
Okay.
So let me know what you think.
Hi, this is Pollo.
Pollo.
I'm grateful for weed.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
All right. Pollo, he's grateful for weed. That tracks.
I laughed really hard at that when I first listened to
great.
It.
Thanks for calling in, Pollo.
Yeah,
appreciate
it. I want to know
if you remember that you called in.
I want to know if on his driver's license, like his parents named him Chicken, like straight up Pollo. That's Pollo. Your name,
or if that's a nickname?
It's for sure a nickname, but I wonder what his real name is. That's his nickname.
Hmm. Maybe it's Chicken, and then Pollo's the. Nickname?
Moving on.
Okay.
I'm also grateful for weed, Pollo. Not every day like you, but.
Okay, ready?
Hello, this is Lauren, and I am very grateful for the cat that I have. Notice that I didn't say my cat. I was asked to cat sit for 2 to 3, maybe 4 weeks. And that was about 7 months ago.
Wait, what?
What? He said that he is grateful for the cat that he has. Uh-huh. But he didn't say his cat. He was asked to cat sit for 2 to 3 weeks, and that was 7 months ago.
No.
Yeah.
So I was like, did you steal the cat, or was the cat abandoned?
Sounds like the cat was abandoned.
I think the cat was abandoned.
And now, and he's such a good guy that now he just owns a cat.
But I'm like, did you know these people?
Unless he's like from Worst Roommate Ever on Netflix. Have you seen that show?
Yeah. No.
So good.
Creepy.
So creepy. Yeah. But there was an episode where a guy, a Worst Roommate Ever, took the person's dogs. And pobrecito, one of them died. He killed one of them. But they were trying to get their dogs back from their Worst Roommate Ever that they allowed in. Awful.
Yeah. I mean, he kind of sounded bitter about it, but then also grateful.
I couldn't really hear him. So, like, was it a sarcastic grateful?
I guess it was a sarcastic grateful. Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know if he was sarcastic. I think he...
If he's 7 months in, I think he's all right with it. Yeah. I think he knows this is his cat now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's in denial because he said, not my cat, but dude...
It's your cat.
It's your
that's
cat.
Your cat, bro.
Yeah, yeah. For that's sure. Your cat. For sure a cat. I would rename it even because it's yours now.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
And because cats don't care what you call them. So name it whatever, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not coming.
Name it Pollo.
Yeah.
Pause.
Oh, yeah, pause. Oh,
Danielle got her first pause. Danielle got
I was
her
waiting
first
for someone else. I was waiting for you to say it. I thought you were going to say it.
Danielle's been waiting a long time to join in. Pause fun.
Okay, I have one more.
Okay. Yep.
And I hope you can hear it.
Hi, Angela. This is Michelle. I am grateful that my husband has a job and he is no longer sitting on his butt at home. What makes me mad is lazy people. I do not like working with lazy people. Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Michelle, for calling in. I'm also glad that your husband has a job now. I thought she was trying to tie it in. Like, thank God he has a job, and I do not like lazy people because he was lazy.
Yeah, I think that's what she was saying. Like, she was, I think that's what she was implying.
Oh, okay. Well, he has a job now, so good for him. For sure. It's always a plus.
I thought that she was going to say, thank God he has a job, and then, but that she didn't like where he worked. Now he is like a security at Victoria's Secret, and I do not like that he is.
Yeah. Pick and choose your battles, Michelle.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Shout out to him for getting a job, though.
Yeah.
Is he retired and like he was just sitting around the house and she's like, dude, you need a job. Get out of
here.
And then he got it. Because I was like with one of the security guards at the venue. He's like, yeah, I've been retired forever, but I just have to get out of the house. So like, this is why I have this job.
Yeah.
And
I will say a lot of the security guards at venues are senior citizens.
Yeah. Do not feel secure. All due respect.
At all.
Like,
there's been times where they give me like a senior lady, like an old lady's.
Yep. Yeah.
They put her on a chair outside my door. And maybe it's because ahead of time we tell them, we don't have any stalker issues.
Yeah.
We don't typically have any issues. They're like, all right, then you're going to get over here.
I know. Because honestly, and I think it's too with theaters, I feel like they just are like, we know our crowd. Like, because where I see like the legit scary looking security guys, comedy clubs.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like clubs get. Yeah. A more, I don't know, people just get more aggressive there?
Yeah.
I don't know, but theaters.
Yeah, but we should, I mean, Angela should at least get someone in their early 40s.
Well, sure. Sure.
Of like security age.
Yeah, there was one security guard that we were helping down the stairs, like, why are we helping you? Like, what are you doing? Is your footing okay there? Let's move it along.
I know, because a lot of ushers tend to be retired.
I think that's what
people.
They do is they just grab an usher.
Yeah,
and they put
I
a
think
security jacket on
yeah.
him and they go, hey, post up. This is your post for the night.
Yeah.
You got promoted.
Yeah. Because I think, especially at some of the smaller theaters, I feel like a lot of their ushers are just people who are like, I just got to get
they're
out of
their volunteers.
House.
A lot of them are volunteers.
Yeah.
I do appreciate when they have like an actual security person who's like Lubbock. The guy was wearing a suit.
Mm-hmm.
When they have a suit
and
the
getting off the bus.
Little wire in their ear.
And I was like, look at you. They got you in a suit at 8 a.m.? Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. But he was awesome. Mm-hmm. But it just feels like they care.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, I feel safe.
Well, and in some places, too, like last night and I think in Austin, like we have like actual police.
Yeah.
Are there sometimes, too, just depending on... Venue,
I did like
guess.
That guy in Lubbock, the dude in the suit, he put his hand on my chest when I was trying to walk into the room, like, hey. And I'm like, I'm on the team, dude.
Oh.
Chill out.
Were you wearing
your
badge?
A little bit too serious.
Did you have your pass?
No.
There you go.
Well, then there's your...
Who were you?
Yeah.
Who were you?
Yeah. Because one of the things, one of the many things that I do, is that I send a credential list ahead of time, and I go, no one gets backstage without this badge.
P's and Q's.
Yep.
Yeah. And so if they're doing their job, I sometimes get stopped. And I'm like, I'm the one who made the rule. And then I'm going, where is my badge?
And Manny always tries to pull the, I'm the husband.
And I'm like, okay. Well, and then I'm the wife. That's not going to work, my guy. Anybody could say that.
Yeah, that's funny.
So if they're on top of it, that means they read my email.
But this tour has been awesome. And I think you guys should definitely get tickets because Angela has only 1 month into the tour.
Yeah, I know.
And it's the full year. And if you have access to cool stuff, we would love. I'm going to speak for the whole team when I say we would love, you know.
Yeah. Any kind of VIP experience.
Yeah, access. Yeah, yeah, Mal loves the golf. To do. Yeah. If you got free golf, like
I love space and things. I was going to say something else.
Danielle loves nerd stuff.
I mentally paused myself. I was going to be like, I love to touch things.
that was a good pause.
Yeah, Danielle loves nerd stuff. Yeah. I love food.
Yeah.
Food, always food.
If you have access to like a used bookstore after hours, Danielle would love to just buy herself that, actually.
I would love old things.
She would put on her favorite playlist and just like have a night to herself.
Yep, yep. If she could stay the night there, you know, on an off day in your bookstore.
And if it's haunted, any spooky haunted stuff, I'm not the only one who likes haunted things.
Yeah, I do like haunted. I'm not going to go, though, because I don't want it to attach to me. I just want to hear about attaching to somebody else. Yeah.
Okay, I'll bring Alex. I'll bring Alex and make him go with me.
No, because then you're going to bring it to the bus.
Just in camera form. So you can watch it later. We'll put it in the recap.
You guys, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Fungula. I hope you've enjoyed some of our road stories throughout the years. It's an interesting life that we live. We're very grateful for it, and just very grateful that this is what we get to do for a living. It blows my mind still. 17, 18, 19 years in, blows my mind that this is what we get to do. Unbelievable. Very grateful. Thanks, Mel, for
thanks for having
joining
me.
In.
You Danielle, guys could find me on YouTube at Mal Hall TV and Instagram at Mal Hall. Big things coming. And is this the part where we plug? I got dates coming up. I'll be with Angela at the Hard Rock Orlando. Next.
I'll be on the family reunion tour.
Go to angela.com.
Family reunion tour.
Hey, wait, no. This will come out before you have a show in Plano.
Okay, this is in the summer? Yeah. I got a big... If you're in Denver, I'm headlining in Denver, Kearney, Nebraska, Plano, Texas, and Houston, Texas. So malhall.com/tour well, for all those dates.
It'll be past Philly already. All right. Philly, you missed out. Sorry, he already did Philly. All right.
But I am fitting in headlining shows around this tour, so malhall.com/tour for all of my like dates.
That's right. You can go see Mal's full hour. Alex, thank you so much for chiming in and giving us your gratefuls.
Yes.
And thank you all for listening and watching. We'll see you next time. Bye.